Philadelphia in under a week. For our full game rewind, Mr. Glenn Geffner.
Well, you knew it was batter time. Eventually, the Marlins bats are going to come alive, and they did late in this ball game tonight, 4 in the 8th, to even this series up at a victory apiece. 2 of 3, the Marlins and the Phillies. Tom Kohler facing Jared Eichhoff in this ball game. They matched up in Philadelphia on Thursday.
Cobb sets, deals. Giancarlo, base hit out into right. Charged by the right fielder, Paredes. Coming around third is Prado. Here's the play at the plate. Prado is safe at the plate. The ball slips away from Rupp in any case. And the Marlins take a 1-0 lead on Stanton's single to right. He takes second on the throw to the plate. Collects his 56th team-leading RBI. And the Marlins are up 1-0.
A clutch two-out hit from Giancarlo, and that's the end of the 24-inning scoreless drought for the Marlins. So that's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Staked to the 1-0 lead, Tom Kohler's night was over. He threw 6 innings of 3-hit shutout ball tonight, so he's allowed 1 earned run over 14 innings over the last 6 days against the Phillies. Tonight he walked 1, struck out 5, pulled after 73 pitches, 51 strikes. Kohler went 110 pitches, second most all season in his last start against the Phils. So Don Mattingly getting him out after 73 tonight and turning it over to the bullpen. Mike Dunn struck out a couple in a scoreless 7th inning. David Phelps with a perfect 8th inning, featuring 2 strikeouts. Then in the bottom of the 8th, the Marlins looked to break it open against Andrew Bailey, who took over for Eichhoff. Eichhoff deserved a better fate tonight. 7 innings, 5 hits and a run. Walked 1, struck out 8, 90 pitches, 65 strikes. In the 8th inning, Ichiro led off for the Marlins. Ichiro got the start in center field tonight, began the night 4 hits shy of 3,000 in his big league career. He was hitless his first 3 times, including a drive to the wall in right center in the first that was caught on a leaping play by Peter Borges that actually knocked the Phillies right fielder out of the ballgame eventually, banged his right shoulder hard into that wall. Ichiro then grounded to second in the third, grounded to second in the 6th inning. But leading off the 8th, he lined a single over the shortstop Freddy Galvis for Ichiro career hit number 2997. And the Marlins up 1-0, had the leadoff man aboard. With Martin Prado at the plate, Ichiro stole second base, his 9th steal of the season, number 507 in his big league career, moves him alone into 36th place on the all-time stolen base list. Prado then worked a walk, so the Marlins had 2 on with nobody out. Christian Yelich struck out for the first out. But as he did in the 6th inning, Giancarlo came through again in the 8th. The 1-1 to Stanton. Cracked toward the gap in right center field. Racing back to Paredes. It's over his head. Bounces up against the wall. Extra bases. Let's see. Can he score? Ichiro's in. Prado to the plate. It's a 2-run triple for Stanton. He's driven in all the Marlins' runs. And those are 2 huge insurance runs. It's 3-0 Miami. Well, as it turned out, it was 1 huge insurance run because the umpires got together and decided that ball had bounced up over the wall, hit the black wall above the outfield wall here in right center field, the old home run wall. And so they sent Stanton back to second base with a double. They sent Prado back to third base. So an RBI double, and it was a 2-0 Marlins lead. That was it for Andrew Bailey. Severino Gonzalez out of the bullpen. With second and third, one down, he was asked to intentionally walk Chris Johnson, a pinch hitter. Jose Urania then ran at first base, so the Marlins had him loaded. Still only one out for Danny Echevarria. 2-0 to Echevarria. Cracked into the gap, right center field, down for a hit. Over to cut it off Paredes. 1 run is in. 2 runs are in on a big, big 2-run single by Danny Echevarria. And just like that, the Marlins have broken it open. They lead 4-0 in the 8th. If they still weren't done after Jeff Mathis struck out, Miguel Rojas tacked on another. Did it against the Padres, his former team last week. Rojas slapped it on the right field line. Fair ball. Paredes over to cut it off. Coming around third, Urania. He's going to score. And it's 5-0 Miami. It's a 4-run 8th. Well, Don Kelly walked to get Ichiro back up. The man who began the inning would end the inning, fouling out to left field. So Ichiro ends the night 1-for-5 tonight. But the Marlins send 10 to the plate in the 8th. They score 4 runs on 4 hits. This is a team that had scored 1 run in the previous 26 innings. 1 run in the previous 26 innings, but 4 in the 8th tonight. Marlins had a 5-0 lead, which they handed to Nick Whitgren in the 9th. Facing 2-3-4, he got Odubel Herrera on a ground ball to third. He got Michael Franco on a ground ball to short. Philly's last chance in this ball game was Tommy Joseph.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Whitkin stuck him out. Pitched a 1-2-3 ninth inning. The Marlins snap the 24-inning scoreless streak. Pick up a run in the sixth and four add-on runs in the eighth inning to beat the Phillies.
Final was 5-0 for the Marlins. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 8 men left for Philadelphia. No runs, 4 hits, no errors. Phils strand 4. Tom Kohler, the winning pitcher, back-to-back victories for TK. He's 8-8 on the season, gets his record back to 500. Jared Eichhoff, the loser, 6-12, the only 12-game loser in the National League. Time of the game, 2 hours, 41 minutes, and a crowd of 20,365 goes home happy as the Marlins win it 5-0. Miami is 54-46 on the season, now 26-22 at home. Marlins have won 10 of their last 15. As for the Phils, well, they've dropped 8 of 12 since the All-Star break. Philadelphia 46-56, again, 10 games under 500. Phils are 23-28 on the road, just as they are 23-28 in their home ballpark.
Tom pitched economically last night. He's becoming a fan of facing Philadelphia, and here's what he said about his start after the ballgame.
Just we stuck with the same game plan that me and Jeff had last time. We were able to execute pitches and get some early swing, early contact, and you know, guys played good defense by me, so that's really it. Can't win the series if we don't win today, so hopefully it propels us going forward tomorrow, and we win the series, and you know, we got a big series coming up with St. Louis, but we can't look past tomorrow.
And by tomorrow, he means today, an early game. Get ready for your morning edition of Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico. And before Kyle Seeloff kicks off the broadcast, the All-Star logo will be unveiled at Marlins Park. So your Fish Family bonus code today, LOGO. A four-letter word that represents a lot of excitement for next year's Midsummer Classic. 11:40 a.m., a brunch time edition of Marlins on Deck. 12:10 first pitch as the Marlins try and win this series against Philadelphia just like they did a week ago. Join Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner for the live play-by-play on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.